Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled, Three Reasons Why People Stay Broke. Three Reasons Why People Stay Broke. There's this wonderful mentor of mine, Charlie Munger. He's now passed away, and he's a mentor to many people. He was, certainly. He's the right-hand man to Warren Buffett, and one of the wisest guys, I think, and most rational guys when it comes to money and finances and life in the world. Great guy, right? Read his books. The Poor Charlie's Almanac is his book. It's a wonderful book. It's up there on my bookshelf somewhere. But three reasons why people stay broke is that he talked about, well, rather than figure out how to be smart, he's like, well, what if I figure out how to be dumb and then avoid that, right? So he's like, where will I go and die, or what is stupid? So I know what it is and then just avoid it. So the reason I've titled this three reasons why people stay broke is because if you know why the three reasons why you stay broke and you know them, you can just completely avoid them. And that's the idea of this episode. So the very first reason why people stay broke is this. And you'll think it's because of, you know, they don't understand money, or it's the knowledge. And the reality is, Dave Ramsey says this, 80% of your money success is behavior-based. Okay, it's behavioral. 80% of success when it comes to finances and money is behavioral. Okay, so it's no surprise that these three reasons why most people stay broke is primarily founded in their behavior. And the first one is this. The reason they stay broke is because they care too much about what people think about them. That is the number one thing. Okay, that's the number one thing. They care about what people think about them too much. They're too caught up in their own ego to think, oh my God, what will people think of me? And I'll explain why that is impeding them or stopping them from getting rich or richer or wealthy. When it comes to making money, you have to do things like sell stuff. You got to promote yourself. You have to sell things. You have to sell a service or a product or whatever. And to do that means you've got to send out invitations for people to look at your stuff. You got to sell, you got to promote, you got to market, you got to put yourself out there, so to speak. And people don't do that because they're so scared about what they look like to other people. What if I get rejected? What if they say something mean? What if they judge me and critique me? This is what goes on. This is why people can't launch businesses. This is why people can't move up to the next cog in their job. They're so frightened of being seen by others and critiqued and judged and rejected. Okay, totally get it. But if you don't move past it, you're just going to be stuck. Okay, and here's one thing I've learned. People don't care about you in terms of what you do or what you don't do as much as what you think. But also, what I've learned is this. You're going to be judged anyway. So whether you go out and make it happen, you'll be judged. Oh, that person didn't go make it happen. Judged, right? You'll be judged. Oh, that person didn't have the courage to go and do it. Judged. But if you do it and you have the courage to be disliked or whatever it might be, or judged, oh, that person do this. I'm judging them. Ah, they should do this, or they, oh, I can't believe they said that. Judged. You'll be judged no matter what. So you may as well go off and live this great, fun, adventurous, juicy life anyway, because you're going to be judged for it no matter what. You'll be judged if you don't do it. You're judged if you do it. So go do it, because you're going to die anyway, right? So that's the first thing. I mean, so many people I've been mentoring in business for so long, and the success of then making extra money lies in one message to one person, one invitation, one masterclass, one podcast, one book, one post on Facebook will make it happen for them to be able to promote and market and do things, okay? Make sales. One door knock, one phone call. And it's that one message or one phone call, one email you got to send that puts you on up to get judged. And you got to have the courage to do it. It's 5 seconds of courage, 3 seconds of courage. That's really what's stopping you from being super, super rich. The people who are super successful financially, they just care less about what people think about them, right? Like, I'm doing this video podcast now. I'm like, well, do you like my haircut? Are you judging me because of my watch? Are you judging my background? You might be judging the sound because I'm doing this from my little home office cupboard. You know, you might be judging me. You might judge my tonality. You might judge this whole thing. You come to my, I mean, I get judged every day. I mean, we all do. But I'm openly getting judged because I got our books are promoted. I'm way out there. Not by someone who's really out there. It's Donald Trump. He's getting really judged. Politicians get the most judged, right? But you're going to be judged anyway, so you may as well live your kick-ass life. That's the first reason why people stay broke. They care about what people think about them too much. Okay, the second reason why people stay broke is this. The second reason people stay broke is because, critically, they can't delay their gratification. They can't delay their gratification. It's huge. I did this episode on the marshmallow test. If you go back on the show and check it out, I won't go into detail on it now, but they realized that kids that could not eat the marshmallow quickly from this test and waited for the next one, they just proved to be more successful later in life because of, can they delay the dopamine rush they get from grabbing that marshmallow and eating it right now? The association they get, can they delay that feeling? And finance and money success or success in anything, like, is that? Can you delay this gratification? Are you in control of your emotions to the point or feelings to the point where you don't have to go and act on that? So like, for example, if you're investing, don't touch your investment account. Can you do it? Can you even save money? Can you even delay gratifying yourself on that Amazon purchase? Can you delay going out on a Saturday night? You know, like, life is one big game of who can delay the most gratification. So the whole trick to this is to getting around this is to not actually put any value in the thing you're trying to actually buy. So for example, Warren Buffett didn't put any value in the car he drove or in the house he bought because of the first lesson I shared. He didn't care what people thought about that. That's why he nailed it. That's why he's worth over $100 billion, okay? Is because he didn't care what people thought in terms of what he drove and where he lived, okay? Fact. The second thing is, and by the way, we all care somewhat what people think about us. We do. This is how we're built. So you can't eliminate it, but be in control of it. Don't let keeping up with the Joneses or how you look in front of people dictate how you're going to be successful. And the second thing he did is he delayed the gratification of things that he did want. So like he loves buying businesses. That's where he gets his joy from. Pretty cool hobby, right? Good thing to get dopamine from, buying whole businesses. What a wonderful way to build wealth. But he even delays that gratification himself. He's like, there's no good deals. I'm going to hold off. I'm going to wait. So delaying gratification is critical to building wealth. And it's the one reason why people stay broke is because they cannot delay their gratification. And I know that because they've got more month left at the end of the money every month. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, it just tells me straight away that you're not good at delaying gratification. It's just obvious. So you've got to delay that. You've got to minimize this sense of entitlement, okay? So that's the second reason why people stay broke. They can't do that. And the third reason they stay broke is because they don't continually learn. I know it's so unsexy for me to say that, but Charlie Munger would often say that all of the successful people he ever encountered were all learning machines. So it tells me if you're broke, you probably stopped learning after you finished school. And most of your time is spent on leisure activities rather than learning. That's acquiring new knowledge, new skills, and a new network. And of course, learning from your experiences in the world and really being thoughtful about, why didn't that work? And what can I do to improve next time? People aren't in this, they don't audit their activities. Like if I do this, even I'm doing this episode now, I'll go back and listen, I didn't do that well. I could have done that. And Phil will always remind me, Lloyd, you've got to tell people to share the show. So on that note, if you're getting a value from this episode, please do share this episode. Give us a 5-star review. Thank you to those who have done it. Share this to your stories. Tag me in on Instagram. I'm doing video podcasting now, so you can actually put it out there and tag me. I'll reshare it. And if you're listening to the audio on Spotify, go to the show notes, check out our books and stuff like that. There's wonderful resources to take your step journey to the next level. Take your journey to the next step. And with that said, I just wanted to share that so that Phil doesn't say to me, hey, Lloyd, you got to share it earlier. Because we have no ads. How else are we going to share it unless you help me, right? So thank you for the help. You're always learning. So I'm doing a self audit right now on the show. Like you have to understand that is critical to you building success around money and wealth and finances and business success. Even just success in anything. So if you go through a relationship and made some mistake, you've got to self audit that to get better. So you have to be a learning machine. Read books, go to events, invest in mentorship, invest in a good network of people, buy proximity, get close to good people, and self-audit from your own experiences. So if you do an event, stop and think, what did I do well? What's one thing I can do better? And what's one thing I did well? And what's one area I can improve? every time you do something, if you say, what's one area I can improve, what's one area I can do better, you're going to self-audit and improve every time you do it, okay? But of course, reading books is so critical. As well, above there, you can see, probably can't see it there, but all my book, I read, I don't just read to read. I read objectively to learn for a particular reason. So right now, I just finished a wonderful book by Daniel Priestley. It just helped me so much about where we're at with our business. Obviously, I've read all the books under the sun, Kenneth Warren Buffett and investing. I mean, I just finished a great book called What I Learned About Investing and Darwin. Great book about investing and nature, and it's incredible. So I'm learning all the time. And if you don't, like, I'm just learning also about ChatGPT 4.0, because I'm like, well, how can I apply this? We're learning all the time. I'm learning. Because if you don't, and I've seen this happen, especially as you get older, the world just goes past you. And the sad thing about it is, if it goes past you, you can't engage in the world and you can't get joy and juiciness out of it. And unfortunately, if you can't get the juice out of life because you've let things go by you, you know, you end up passing away, I think, because there's no joy left. Like, well, how do I engage the world? So I think I look at the likes of Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett's 93, still CEO leading the sixth largest, actually the largest company in the world by net assets is Berkshire Hathaway. He is the CEO of that still. He's 93. So do you think he's still learning? Yes. This is part of longevity, I think, is to continue to learn, not just success, but also like living longer. Because if you don't learn, you will not be able to participate in all areas of life that bring a ton of joy, okay? Your network, you know, communication with people. If you let this go by you, yeah, you won't be able to. And I saw that happen with social media. People let it go by them. They haven't taken it seriously. And now they just have less opportunities. It's just, and it's very difficult to catch up. So do not delay your learning. Just don't, when you come out of school or right now, don't stop. Learning and progressing and achieving like that is something that brings longevity and joy to your life. You'll just have live a better life, all right? So they're the three things. They're the three reasons why people stay broke is, one, they care too much about what people think about them. The second thing is they can't delay gratification. And the third thing is they don't learn. They don't continuously learn, okay? They switch it off. My dad says, you know, never put your guns away. My dad's a unique character. Never put your guns away, he said. I was like, that's cool. So don't put your guns away. Keep learning, right? That's what he means by that comment. So there you go. Hope that helps you understand the three reasons why people are broke. So if you understand those three reasons, well, if I'm in a moment where I've got to send a message, it's going to suck because people are going to judge me, go do it. If you're going to have to delay gratification, you get that joy from like not buying that thing or not doing that thing, do that, right? And the third thing is you're going to read books and you're going to acquire knowledge. Oh my God, I have to do that instead of going out partying. Do that. This is what's going to lead you to not being broke. Make sense? So hope you've enjoyed that. It's been wonderful sharing this with you. I hope it's been of value. If it has, again, share the show. Thank you so much for those who do it. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.